I'm Liz Palka. After pulling back from a strike on Iran, U.S. President Donald Trump signed a new round of sanctions targeting the country's leadership. Tehran has hinted willingness to negotiate if the U.S. would lift sanctions. White House correspondent Patsy Wiedekuswara has the latest.
Trump ordered the fresh rounds of sanctions on Monday following weekend reports that the U.S. launched cyber attacks on computers used by Iranian intelligence. Tehran called the attacks a violation of international law and dismissed the latest round of sanctions.
Is there any sanction left for America to impose that has not been imposed on us recently or in the last 40 years? And is there anything they've gained from this?
The administration targeted sanctions on Iran's highest authority, Ayatollah Khamenei, blaming him for the regime's hostile conduct. But some observers question the effectiveness of the sanctions, considering it's unlikely that Khamenei would use financial instruments under American jurisdiction. Patsy Wiedekuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with allies in the region, including Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, to build a coalition against Tehran. He said the U.S. will negotiate with Iran with no preconditions. The hour has come for peace. That's what Secretary Pompeo said Tuesday during an unannounced trip to Afghanistan. Pompeo met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to discuss ongoing peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban.
In my meeting with President Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah, we agreed that peace is our highest priority and that Afghanistan must never again serve as a platform for international terrorism.
Pompeo stopped in Afghanistan on his way to New Delhi for meetings with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other officials. We have more on that story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. China is hoping talks later this week between President Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping will help build trust. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Experts hope the planned encounter at the G20 summit in Japan will help lower the temperature in the trade war between the world's two largest economies. The meeting in Osaka is the first opportunity for the two leaders to discuss their disputes face-to-face since Donald Trump said he was ready to target the $300 billion in Chinese imports that he hasn't already hit with tariffs, extending them to everything China ships to the U.S. A Foreign Ministry spokesman says China remains committed to working with the U.S. to develop China-U.S. relations based on coordination and cooperation. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The United Nations Special Human Rights Investigator for Myanmar says the military may be carrying out gross human rights violations in western Myanmar. Yang Yi Lee says this could be happening under the cover of an internet blackout. Lee said Monday mobile internet service has been blacked out in 9 townships across Rakhine and neighboring Chin states. Two men were pulled out alive from a building that collapsed while under construction in Cambodia. At least 28 workers were killed and 26 injured. The workers were sleeping on the second floor of the 7-story building in a coastal town. Survivors said at least 50 to 60 workers used the building as their housing. The project was to be a condominium and was owned by a Chinese investor. Senior U.S. officials say they are already busy buttressing the nation's defenses against foreign interference for the 2020 presidential election. Intelligence and election security officials have warned repeatedly that Russia remains intent on disrupting upcoming elections. Thousands of protesters demonstrated in Georgia's capital for the 5th consecutive day Monday. Protesters calling for government reform, a snap election, and the resignation of the nation's interior minister. On Monday, the leader of Georgia's ruling Georgian Dream Party announced large-scale political reform. Georgian Dream Party chief Bidzina Ivanishvili announced next year's parliamentary elections would be organized in a proportional representation system. President Trump signed an executive order Monday that he says will increase the quality, affordability, and fairness in the U.S. healthcare system. He said the order requiring hospitals to disclose prices up front will eventually lead to lower costs. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. The best music now.